All conversation and communication can be simplified into three simple types. Unlocking the Secret Language of Connection, the Super Communicator book by Charles Duhigg. It's a 320-page book, 4 sections, 7 chapters. After 3 times reading it, we summarize the very essence of it, the most important actionable points in the shortest possible time. Before getting into details, essential or effective communication is to have some ground rules or basic understanding. We have to understand the perspective of the person. It's not just opening the mouth. Instead of manipulation, it is more about fostering the empathy and understanding. Creating an environment of trust and care. That's important. Active listening rather than just passive listening. Active listening and probing questions is important for a best communication. And validate, appreciate, and acknowledge the vulnerabilities of each people. That will also churn that communication. Our brain is wired for connection. And when we communicate, we not only communicate using our mouth, we communicate using verbal and non-verbal cues, and we have an influence of emotions in our conversation as well. So the 3 types of communication, if you put it down, it is: one is decision-making dialogues, one type we used to do. Then emotionally exploring or feeling-based communication. And the third one is identity-based communication. These 3 does not happen in isolation. It can combine in multiple combination in any communications you are doing. To master the communication, the first basic important thing is to have follow the matching principle. Understand the underlying dynamics of that person who is communicating or a group of people and try to match with that. So as we mentioned, 3 types of communication. First one is, what is this conversation really about? We used to think that is something like a decision making. What's it really about? That is one type of thinking we will use in our mind when somebody is communicating with us. Second one is, how do we feel in this communication? And who are we in this communication? So 3 types, what's it really about? How do we feel? And who are we in this conversation? We used to focus on the practical or pragmatic perspective or something talking about the plans, and we try to understand the core issues. Such communication is all about that. And about how do we feel, it's mostly about understanding the feelings and emotions. And third one, who are we? That is mainly about the politics, culture, and identities. Identity foreclosure, it can happen. You will have multiple identities in different conversation. It's not same. As we mentioned, all 3 can interplay, and that underscores the fluidity of the communication. So to master the scene, you have to look for all the 3s. So the key to master the communication is to identify the type of communication, what's happening at that particular moment. Discerning the needs and desire. Try to separate it from that conversation so you'll understand why this person is communicating. What is his wants, needs, and desire in it? So what is it really about? That type of conversation, it's mostly about a subtle negotiation is happening. It is aiming to facilitate a meaningful outcome. So negotiation is not something like you are just defending somebody or offending somebody. Don't take it in that way. Aim is to facilitate a meaningful outcome for both parties. As we mentioned, every such conversation is a quiet negotiation, so you'll not see it. You can see it in a subtle offers, counter offers, cues, all these things you can understand that. So traditionally, negotiation is considered something like a zero-sum game, like you win, I lose, something like that. So creating a win-win solution is the most important. And try to experiment with new themes. Even you are talking to the same person, it's important to understand his needs, desire is not going to be same in every conversation. You have to experiment the new themes in the negotiation. Important to understand the other ones in every single conversation. Second one, how do we feel? Influence of emotions, finding the cues. So emotional undercurrents happening in any person, it can happen in multiple ways. You can understand it from the words, perception, the delivery, dialogue, everything. Even the voice, tonality, pitch, a lot of things. So complexities can be unraveled or explored or unleashed in the active listening. Vulnerability is important. Like if you ask somebody about something which is very much vulnerable, first of all, that allow him to explore that vulnerability. That also allow him to be more careful, and you will have something like a matching principle. You are going to match that vulnerability to that person. There will be a reciprocity happen. If you expose a vulnerable thing, he will be also ready to expose this vulnerable thing. That vulnerability actually made the emotional contagion, and then you will be a more bonded or a more fruitful conversation is happening. Emotional conversation, it will mostly end up in conflicts. And during conflicts, the most important thing is to understand the underlying issues. For example, if a couple is getting debated or in a conflict about a child, another child, it is on the top level, you'll see it's more about family planning and all. But in the deeper level, maybe it's more about the personal priorities, career, and a lot of things as well. So active engagement and understanding it is more important. Exerting control in a conflict scenario, it's not going to end up in solution. Instead, true cooperation between both parties. Both parties feeling heard, they are being listened. That is important in such conflict resolution communication. Third one, who are we? The social identities. So it is being a person, a social identity is being just elaborated or getting created using multiple things based on the history, family background, affiliation, culture, from where the country, which country is coming from. So it is not same as stereotyping. Instead, it is more about understanding the influence of that person. The social identity is multifaceted. Identifying the influence and identifying the multiple factors, the upbringing, education, cultural aspects is all important in yourself and on the other person. That is important. It's not only understanding the other person, but you will have a social identity in one conversation. Same time, the other person also will be taking a group of social identity or a particular social identity in a conversation. Understanding that will be important. Facilitating that meaningful who are we. Mostly, you cannot find it in their LinkedIn profile or in a CV or something. You have to ask them. So invite them to share their background, their allegiances, their interest. That is a gateway for a deeper understanding of who are they or who are we. So that bonding over commonalities, you will have lot of things of social identities different, but bonding over commonalities is actually going to create that meaningful super communication. As a conclusion, some steps to make or deal with any tough conversation. First of all, recognize the identity threat in the other person especially and make them comfortable or remove it. That identity threat of that person and also you. Especially for you, it may be don't take your ego to that conversation. Simple. Set your goals. What is the goals or outcome you want to achieve? And try to put a guideline on. You will not go in that level or this level. Some boundary for that conversation. Same time, even though you know the outcome, encourage the other person to share their goals also. So you'll understand their wants and needs. And also encourage the other person to embrace the discomfort. Accept and acknowledge the discomfort in that conversation. That is important. And finally, welcoming all perspectives and stay flexible in that conversation. Don't try to make one way approach to a conversation. Try to be flexible, fluid, and adaptive to change how the conversation evolves. That's the conclusion of the book. Until we come across with the next book. Thank you for watching. Bye for now. Thank you.